This is Grandpa Reavy with another adventure of Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny. And this story is about the time that Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny went exploring in the deep caves down in Kentucky. It was a nice warm spring day, and Bugs and Porky were out raking leaves that had been left over from the fall and cleaning up various branches that had fallen off the trees. As they worked in the yard and got near the end of the job, they decided that it was time to go do something enjoyable. Porky started by saying, "Bugs, what do you want to do? I feel like doing something exciting." And Bugs said, Yeah, Porky, I agree. I think we should do something exciting. I think we ought to go cave exploring." "Ooh, cave exploring," said Porky. "What is that?" "Well," said Bugs, "cave exploring is when you go deep down into the earth, into open holes that nature left there, and you explore and look for things. It's very interesting. Of course, it's very scary and very dangerous." "Oh, I like scary and dangerous things as long as you're along with me, Bugs, to protect me." "Yeah, well, don't worry about that. I'll be along. So let's get ready to go tomorrow, okay?" Okay there, Bugs. Let's go tomorrow," said Porky. The next morning, they woke up and they packed the car and they loaded in all the things they would need to go down into the cave. They loaded rope. They loaded flashlights. They packed a giant picnic lunch. And they took some warm clothes. And they also took a medical kit just in case they scratched themselves or got hurt. And they let people know where they were going and when they were coming back so that there'd be nobody concerned if they didn't show up for a couple days, but if they didn't come back, there'd be somebody to send a search party. So they got in the car and they drove all the way down to Kentucky to where the big caves are. They got to the caves at about noon. They put on their outfit to go down into the cave, and the first thing they had to do is tie a rope to a tree and then crawl down the tree, the rope, all the way to the bottom to get to the point where they could walk into the cave. So they went one by one down the rope, deep, deep down into the earth. And as they went down into the earth, it got colder, it got quieter, and it got darker. And Bugs and Porky were starting to get a little nervous. And the sun was starting to get low in the afternoon sky, and pretty soon the sun was moving down towards sunset, and they had to turn their lights on in the cave. And when they turned their lights on in the cave, they looked up, and there on the ceiling of the cave were thousands of bats hanging upside down. And bats, as everybody knows, live in caves, and they come out at night. So as night was approaching now, suddenly the bats all started to squeak, and they all started to let go of their perch and to fly out the cave hole that they had come down. And it was a beautiful sight, but it was an eerie sight. And Porky said to Bugs, "Bugs, are you sure it's going to be okay down here in the cave?" And Bugs said, "Yeah, listen, Doc, don't worry about it. You're with me. Now give me a carrot, and we're going to eat lunch, or eat supper, rather." So they sat there eating their supper, which included carrots, celery, some radishes, some cookies, some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, a banana, an apple, two pieces of pumpkin pie, and Porky had brought a little cooler that had some ice in it, and in that little cooler was a small container of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. So they ate the ice cream, and then they decided to unroll their sleeping bags and get a good night's sleep. So they found a little ledge that was dry and protected, and they put up their little tent, and they rolled out their sleeping bag. They crawled into the little tent. They zipped it up, and they began trying to go to sleep. It was very, very scary because it was very, very dark down in the cave. And then they heard some noises, some strange noises. They weren't sure what they were. One of the noises they heard sounded almost like something walking. You could hear some kind of noise, like something moving along, but they couldn't tell what it was, and they were scared. And all of a sudden, they heard a noise like this. And Porky goes, "Oh my gosh, what is that?" And Bugs says, "Well, it sounded to me like it's the abominable cave monster. I've heard that they live in these caves." And Porky goes, "Will they hurt us?" Bugs says, "Well, I don't know. Nobody's ever came back and said that they got hurt. But then there are many cave explorers who have never come back. So I'm not sure." Just then they heard a noise. Somebody walking, it sounded like. Thump, 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 and it got closer. Thump, 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 thump. Then they heard a sound of a cat, and the cat sounded like Sasha. So they turned on the light, and they unzipped the tent, and there outside the tent was Sasha. She had followed them. "Get in here, Sasha, before the abominable cave monster gets you." "Meow," said Sasha, and Sasha got into the tent and began kneading the tent with her paws and walking around in a circle like she always does at home, and then she lay down to go to sleep. So finally, the noise that they heard went away and they didn't hear it anymore. But they went to sleep and they woke up early in the morning. And when they woke up, they unzipped the tent, they looked out, and it was still dark, but they could see a teeny weeny bit of light coming in from above. But they could also see that the cave, which went much deeper into the earth, and Bugs and Porky are explorers, and they wanted to go deeper and really see what was down there. So they packed up their tent, they packed up all their stuff, and they put their backpacks on, and they started walking down deeper into the cave. And of course, Sasha followed them. Sasha was always wanting to stay right by them. So for the next couple hours, they went deeper and deeper into the darker and darker part of the cave, and the ceiling of the cave got lower and lower, and then all of a sudden, they heard a noise. Porky and Bugs looked at each other with eyes that were wide open. Porky said, "Bugs, I think that's the abominable cave monster that you were talking about." Bugs says, "Yeah, it probably was, and we may have to give him a carrot to keep him quiet, but don't worry, you're with me." "Well, I'm sure glad that I'm with you," said Porky. And Sasha got scared, and Sasha came up real close to them, and she looked around, and she didn't want to get any further than about 3 inches from either one of them. So they went deeper. Now they came to a ledge that they had to go down where there was no way to walk it, so they had to tie a rope to one of the boulders that was in there, and then they lowered themselves down about 100 feet to a deeper and darker and colder and more scary place within the cave. And all of a sudden they could hear water running. And they turned on the light. And there next to them was an underground stream that was flowing. And they could see little fish swimming in the stream. And the fish were blind. They didn't have eyes because they lived their entire life in the dark. And so they had no need for eyes. And there the fish were. And Porky and Bugs were just amazed to see that. And then they shined a light up and they could see stalagmites and stalactites from the floor to the ceiling that were growing together with mineral deposits. And they looked like big icicles. And then all of a sudden they saw something that scared them. What do you think it was? I'll tell you what it was. It was a giant footprint. In fact, it was 2 footprints. They were made by something very big. much bigger than a person, and they looked like the footprints of the abominable caveman. Porky and Bugs looked at each other, and their eyes got as big as saucers.
"Boy, I'm getting scared," said Porky.
"Yeah, I gotta admit, I'm not exactly feeling real good myself," said Bugs.
"But in the interest of science and exploration, we have to push on."
You're so brave, Bugs. I am so honored to be with such a brave rabbit."
"That is okay. And with that, now we're going deeper."
So they started to go down deeper and deeper, down into the cave, and they went past a little waterfall, and then the river disappeared into a tunnel, and they could not follow it. And they looked around, and all of a sudden they looked up, and they saw all these bats hanging from the ceiling. These were big bats. These were big cave bats, bigger than the bats they normally see. And when they shined a light up, all their eyes opened, and all their eyes reflected hundreds of eyes, like hundreds of stars in the sky. It was pretty on the one hand, but it was scary on the other hand. Boy, were they starting to feel scared. They wondered if they would be able to get out of here. They wondered if they would have enough flashlight battery to last them. They wondered if the abominable cave monster was going to get them. And they wondered if they were going to get lost. And they wondered if they would ever get back out and see their friends again. But then Bugs said to Porky, "Now we gotta get a grip on ourselves. We gotta be brave. We gotta keep our head. And you gotta follow me. We've seen enough of this cave, so let's start heading out." So with that, Porky and Bugs started walking and climbing back out of the cave, step by step, inch by inch, up every little cliff, using a rope where they had to, standing on each other's shoulders to get over certain things. And as they got closer and closer to the top of the cave, it began to get warmer, and they began to see a faint glow of daylight coming from above, and they began to feel a sense of relief. And as they got to the top and started to climb out, suddenly they heard something behind them, and it sounded like this. And Porky said, "Ooh, Bugs, what's that?" And Bugs said, "Yep, it sounds like the abominable cave monster, and he's right on our tail. We better hurry up." So with that, they picked up their speed, and they began walking faster. And they finally climbed right out of the hole that they had come in. They jumped in their car, they started the motor, and they drove off. And as they drove off, they could see the cave monster sticking his head out of the cave and shaking his fist.
"I'll get you next time."
And with that, they made it home safely. And when they got home, they were so glad to be back home and to be able to turn on a light and not have to worry about a scary cave monster coming after them. And they slept very, very good that night, safe and sound in their own beds. And that is the end of that story.